In the 21st century, we've been set afloat in a sea of technology. It is ever-present with a talking Alexa at our beck and call. But Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill wonders, what does this mean for the poor souls so set adrift in a world of wonders?
In Arkansas, according to an article in The Week, for poor Jesse Newton, it really hit the fan. His robotic vacuum cleaner, programmed to run in the early hours of the morning, encountered a pile of dog doo left on the floor. The Roomba, robotic vacuum cleaner, indeed sucked it up, flinging it all over the house. Robots can make a terrible mess of things. They steal more jobs than China. Since 2000, 5 million industrial jobs were lost, 88% of them to robotics. Trump made the return of jobs his battle standard, but how? His own industries are outsourced and many automated. Software developer Martin Ford writes, in 2013, a study by researchers at Oxford concluded nearly half of all occupations in the U.S. are potentially automatable, perhaps within a decade or two. Writer Elizabeth Colbert in The New Yorker reports, in 2014, Facebook acquired WhatsApp for $22 million. Its entire workforce fits into a Greyhound bus. Industries in China are automating as fast, if not faster, than those in America. The jobs we'd bring back simply wouldn't be there. This brings me back to poor Mr. Newton and his Roomba. At the mercy of his own robotic device, he created far greater problems for himself than the convenience and automation was ultimately worth. Mr. Newton and his dog, both living, breathing creatures, had their own ways of being in the world. The dog did what it had to do. So did Mr. Newton as he programmed the Roomba and turned in for the night. Mr. Newton didn't realize the impacts robotics might have on his way of life. And then the poor dog got his nose rubbed in it big time. Good news in any of this is that it may force the reintroduction of conscience into capitalism by making workers as valuable as their manufactured products. Last Christmas, I received one of the latest electronic devices as a present. I'm a Luddite, and my wife likes to broaden my horizons. The device is called an Echo. An Echo is a black cylinder-shaped object that knows all kinds of things. Like a high-functioning Jeopardy winner, all you have to do is ask her, and you say aloud, "Alexa," and that gets her attention. When a surreal blue light appears at the cylinder's top, you then pose your question. The salutation Alexa is not to suggest that Putin has hacked Echo. It's just her name. Despairing of this painful outsourcing and technology problem, one day I turned to Alexa for understanding, asking her, "Just what is outsourcing anyway?" She replied, "Outsourcing is contracting out a business process, operational or non-core functions, to another party." Then I asked her, "Is outsourcing a good thing?" She emitted a reflective "hmm" and replied, "I can't find an answer to your question." Since Alexa was manufactured in China and sold by Amazon here, there's no way she was about to give me a straight answer to that question. If she had, I'll bet Alexa would have gotten it a lot worse than Mr. Newton's dog. George Merrill on the shore.